This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named William C. Weidman, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, middle initial C-W-E-I-D-M-A-N, date of birth 08-22-1960, date of appointment 04-07-2026. Requesting a physician Howell Lee, H-W-A-L-L-E-E-P-A. Dear Howell Lee, I have the pleasure of seeing William Weidman today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 65-year-old. Right-handed Caucasian man who cannot straighten the right hand. He's yelling a lot. He's complaining of pain everywhere. Does not take care of himself. He need help in feeding. His mobility has decreased. Ultrasound of the right upper extremity done, which ruled out DVT. In the beginning of this month, he was admitted to the Nathan Latour Hospital and also St. Peter Hospital two times. The reason was GI bleed. Pneumomediastinum and hypoxia. Past medical history, history of pneumonia, benign prostatic hyperplasia, GI bleed, depression, intellectual disability, autism spectrum disorder, urinary incontinence, osteopenia, sleep apnea, hypothyroidism, peripheral venous insufficiency, bilateral cataract, history of peptic ulcer. Cerebral palsy, hyperlipidemia, obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety. Past surgical history, not known. Medication, alprazolam, 0.25 milligram, 2 tablet twice a day. Baclofen, 20 milligram, 3 times daily. Bimetanide, Buspirone, 30 milligram. Cetaphil, colchicine, Constulose, Finasteride, Fluoxetine, Ibuprofen, Indomethacin, Melatonin, Mupirocin, Nystatin, Calcium, Pantoprazole, Polyethylene glycol, Sena, Simvastatin 20 milligram, Synthroid, Tamsulosin, Tegaderm, vitamin D, ziprasidone, Zyrtec, allergy, Prilosec tape and adhesive. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. Family history, not available. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes and nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he cannot open the right hand. He's complaining of pain all over and he... Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake but disoriented. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, no aphasia, no dysarthria, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, tremor of the lips present. Right hand fingers are curled in, cannot extend the fingers. Otherwise, motor strength is 4 over 5, deep tender reflex 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, carpal tunnel syndrome on the right side. Number two, right radial nerve palsy. Number three, right ulnar nerve palsy. Number four, cerebral palsy. Number five, autism. Autism spectrum disorder. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Number 8, intellectual disability. Number 9, agitation. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to please rewrite again. Right hand fingers curled in, cannot extend the finger. This can be due to radial nerve involvement or carpal tunnel syndrome. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities and I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.